The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good morning, good day. And so the topic for today is, this week is discomfort. And with the hope that you can be uncomfortable in better ways. It isn't necessarily always good to alleviate discomfort. Discomfort is part of human life. And sometimes discomfort is what keeps us from living our life fully, keeps us from being connected to others, or keeps us from being honest, or keeps us from being free. So if we react every time we're uncomfortable by pulling away from that, we might be shortchanging our life dramatically. Also, the things that make us uncomfortable, that are there are times, not always, of course, but there are times where that's a window into some deeper understanding of ourselves. To understand what is it that's been triggered that we feel uncomfortable. Is it necessary to be uncomfortable? Is it discomfort that we're reacting to? Is it the discomfort of the situation, or is it the discomfort of our reaction to the situation? But regardless of what the discomfort is, today I just want to emphasize the willingness to be uncomfortable. Not so that you suffer more, but rather so that you are not being pushed around by the discomfort, so that you are not reacting, running away, grabbing something to distract you, reaching for some alcohol or something because you're so uncomfortable. Start learning how to be skillfully uncomfortable. So one of the things that really helps is this thing to understand that it's valuable to be uncomfortable. But when you're uncomfortable, don't go make yourself uncomfortable. Isn't that valuable? But if you're uncomfortable, learning to realize it's valuable to train yourself to hang out with the discomfort. Hang out and be kind of non-reactive, to be present in a way that you're balanced. And so the analogy I gave before is you can be uncomfortable in a rowboat, and the rowboat that's in the waves and swaying back and forth. And if you have to stand in the rowboat for whatever reason, you find a place in the midpoint, the lowest center of gravity in the boat, and you put your legs kind of wide and firm, and you stay in touch with the slightest movements of the boat so you can adjust your weight and shift and change. You don't just stand stock still, but you get fluid, like fluid, kind of almost like you're swaying with the waves. When the boat lifts up on the right side, maybe you lean in that direction and bend the right knee, and then when it goes the other direction, you do the opposite, and so you're attuned, and maybe it's uncomfortable, but if you react to the discomfort or get afraid in the discomfort, or you know, then you're not going to have the fluidity, you're not going to have the balance with it all. So you have to be willing to feel where you're at and be with what you're at to find your bearings in it. And so how can we do that in daily life? There's a few things. One of the things that is breathing. There's something for some people very effective about staying in touch with the rhythm of their breathing. To the degree to which your attention is grounded in the breathing, that attention is not going to the reactivity, to the discomfort. And And so, and the breathing also tends to be relaxing, tends to be grounding or stabilizing. And so to find yourself in an uncomfortable situation and breathe. And, you know, that's a common psychological technique, is if you're anxious in some situation, to breathe deeply. If you're angry, breathe deeply, breathe. All kinds of things, you know, you breathe in order to kind of come back into balance. Breathe so that you're not pulled into the world of the reactivity, the fears, the anxieties, the angers, where I feel in relationship to what's uncomfortable. It doesn't mean that we have to, for now, it doesn't mean that you have to live forever with the discomfort, but you want to have, you want to learn the skill of not being pulled into the reactivity. And breathing is one of the places to learn that skill. Eventually, as we learn to be balanced and present for discomfort without the reaction, then it's a time that we can learn what's wise to do with it. If the discomfort is unnecessary or unfortunate, maybe there's things you can do to change it. If the discomfort is limiting you from doing something which is wonderful, then perhaps the balance with the discomfort that you find, non-reactivity, that allows you to go forward into this wonderful thing that you're going to do. So to use the breathing to be with discomfort, to use your mindfulness of your body. The body is such a fantastic place to rest, to be established in. And to use mindfulness of the body to stay present in the body in the uncomfortable situation. If it's a social situation, for example, have a fair amount of your attention rooted in your body. Find a comfort in your body. Breathe with your body. Find a kind of safety, if you can, with your body, so that you're not automatically being pulled and reacting to what's being said and what's being done. And then sometimes, in terms of feeling in your body, is to feel more precisely where the discomfort is felt physically. Because sometimes recognizing the actual place of discomfort gives it a kind of simplicity that's not there if we don't really recognize and feel where the discomfort is. It's kind of, I'm thinking of a little bit like the Wizard of Oz, that when they finally make it to the Emerald City and they find the wizard is this great big voice on the wall or something, and then they pull the curtain, and behind the curtain there's this little guy who's the wizard. And suddenly he's not this big, domineering, imaginary presence. So sometimes discomfort, if we're vaguely feeling uncomfortable or more in our reactivity of the discomfort, it can loom and seem much bigger than it needs to be. But to drop into the body and find, where particularly am I uncomfortable? Am I uncomfortable in my belly, in my shoulders, in my chest? Is it swirling in my mind? And sometimes by locating that and then breathing with that, on the inhale, feeling it, on the exhale, maybe softening and relaxing, makes it kind of like, protects us from the imagination, protects us from the general idea that, oh, this is bigger than it actually is. Oh, it's just tightness in my belly. I can be with this. My shoulders are, my chest is collapsing. Oh, that's what it is. And learning to breathe with discomfort, learn to recognize it in your body. And then an interesting thing to do with discomfort in some situations is to notice your posture. And notice if your posture is collapsed, or your posture is pulling away or reacting, or how's your posture in relationship to the discomfort? And can you take a posture of strength, a posture of confidence, a posture that feels both confident and calm. If you only take a posture that's calm, you might settle back and become a couch potato, and there's a kind of collapse that might happen. But to have a confident posture, and a posture that itself expresses confidence and maybe calm, maybe if your finger, you're tapping your fingers a lot or playing with your fingers, maybe stop doing that. Now, you don't have to feel confident. You don't have to feel calm. But assume a posture that expresses that. And then breathe with the discomfort. Then feel it in your body. Then kind of just be with the experience in a fuller way. So one of the purposes, advantages, or possibilities in meditation is to let this be a laboratory for discomfort. That the situation is so simple when you meditate, hopefully, that you don't have to solve any social problems, you don't have to, do a lot of things. It's just a simple, you're feeling uncomfortable. And then in the meditation, learn to breathe with it. Learn to connect to your breathing and find balance. In the meditation, find a way to feel grounded in your body. And then locate where the discomfort is in the body. In the meditation, you can rely on a posture which is confident and calm. And then don't physically give in to the reactivity to discomfort. And so in meditation, then you're beginning to discover yourself about how you are with the world of discomfort. What are the tricks of the mind? What are the reactions of the mind? What are the beliefs that come into play? And you're not giving into it, but you're studying it. You get to know it. And in this way, you become a student of discomfort, not to be discomfort more uncomfortable, but rather to learn all the unnecessary reactions, responses, fears, beliefs that come into play that sometimes hijack your attention, hijack your wisdom, and hijack your ability to be with the situation in a wise way. So sometimes out in the world, it's hard to, to really assess all this and really know what needs to happen. And some situations are uncomfortable, and we don't have not the time and place to check in with our discomfort. It's really the time to get out of there. But so we don't have a chance there to study it. But find situations in your life where it's appropriate, where it's okay to hang out and hang out with your discomfort. Not to suffer more, but to become wiser, to understand more what's going on. Be curious. Breathe with it. Feel it in the body. Feel the location. Assume a posture that allows you to have a greater capacity to just stand there and feel the discomfort. So it's maybe an unfortunate instruction for this day, but I do encourage you to look for opportunities in the next 24 hours when you are uncomfortable and become a student of your discomfort in this way that I'm talking about. And this will set a foundation for what we'll talk about this week as we go along. So this is not just so you can do it for today, but so that you can build on that as we go forward. So become a student of discomfort. Thank you.